just over the mountains, deep in the enchanted forest, you will find a small clearing. At the center of the clearing is a magnificent fountain. From this fountain, magic flows in wave after wave of beautiful butterflies. And should you catch one of those butterflies, they will grant you a wish. Now, at the edge of the clearing is the home of the Toot Fairies. Toot Fairies watch over the great fountain and protect it from anyone trying to hoard its magic.
Did you hear? The old owl in the woods said he saw an ugly troll coming this way.
Do you think he's coming for the fountain?
Let him come. I'll stop him.
Oh, Bella, you are too small, and your wings will not even hold you aloft for very long.
But...
No, you stay inside today. We will watch out for the troll. And so, Sigmund and Lavender went out to watch for the troll. Little Bella was not happy. After all, just because she was small and not as fast or strong as the other Toot Fairies didn't mean she couldn't help.
Oh, Fiddlesticks, I always get left behind. I bet if that old troll showed up, I'd give him a good whipping.
Just then, Bella heard the bone-chilling roar of a troll. Quickly, she raced to the window. There, breaking through the trees, stood the biggest, ugliest, stinkiest troll she had ever seen. Sigmund and Lavender frantically buzzed around his head, covering him in fairy dust. But the troll was not stopping. He wanted all the wishes for himself. That's when she saw a terrifying sight. The troll pulled out a fairy box. Fairy boxes are made in the caves of despair and are said to be the only thing capable of holding a Toot Fairy. Sigmund and Lavender saw the box too late. The troll opened the lid and dark waves of magic leaped from the box and dragged them inside. The troll let out an evil laugh and began to collect the wishes from the fountain. Bella was terrified. She did not know what to do.
What do I do? What would they do if the troll got you?
Bella looked around. She could feel the magic of the fountain slipping away. Then she got an idea. She gathered up all the light crystals she could find. These crystals put out a brilliant glow when sprinkled with fairy dust. Then she grabbed a fraggle horn. A fraggle horn is what the fairies use to call each other when they are far apart in the forest. Bella carefully stacked the light crystals just inside the hovel's door. Then she took the deepest breath she could and blew into the fraggle horn. The troll was startled and turned toward the house. Just then, Bella sprinkled her fairy dust on the mound of light crystals and threw open the door, blowing the fraggle horn as loud as she could. The troll was blinded for a second, and when he could open his eyes, all he saw was the giant shadow cast on the trees by Bella. Thinking it was one of the giants of Tutonga Mountain, the troll dropped all the magic and the fairy box and ran screaming into the night. Bella had done it. She had single-handedly turned back the mighty troll. With the troll gone, Bella opened the fairy box and released her family. Oh, Bella, you did it!
You were amazing! How did you get so brave?
I've always been brave. You just never gave me a chance.
Bella, we promise we will never underestimate your abilities or courage based on your size again.
And with that, Bella proved nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it and have faith in yourself. As for the troll,
He is still running.